At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Hey, Charlie, good morning.
Good morning, Dawn.
Thank you for being here. I know this is difficult, and you know there are so many tributes as we head into, you know, it's Veterans Day, obviously, on Monday this weekend, and we see American flags just across the city, across the country. For you, first of all, can I get your reaction, Charlie, to Trump winning this election and knowing what he promised you and other Gold Star families, what it means to you?
It means we'll finally get this congressional hearing, get somebody held accountable for the 30 men dying that day and Bart the Warrior Dog. Somebody has to be held accountable. It wasn't a lucky shot by RPG. It wasn't a crash. It was 93 days after the Bin Laden raid, and there's too many unanswered questions.
Yeah, and that's just it, that we know that there was a congressional report. There was some information that came out that did not really get a ton of publicity or much at all that was well deserved, or, you know, should have happened. But, you know, can you take us through what you know so far and what you hope happens during these congressional hearings, Charlie?
Sure, Dawn. After my son died, October 2011, we all went to down to Virginia. General Colt did the investigation on the 30 men dying in 2 weeks in Afghanistan. And they gave us a folder with 25 pages and a disc. And, he gave us a shim-sham story, you know, and we knew a lot of, like, I asked him what happened to the black box, which is really orange. And he said a flash flood came and washed it away. What? There hasn't been a flash flood in Afghanistan since Noah had an ark. You know what I'm saying?
Flash flood.
Yeah. And they all have recording devices. If they didn't have a black box, we know that from Boeing. So in this folder they gave us, you couldn't read the 25 pages. There was no ink, no toner. So I called up Admiral Sean Pybus. He was commander of CENTCOM. And he said, Charlie, I got a lot of complaints about that. I said, send me another one, Sean. He said, I can't. We burned it. I said, you burned it. And you put this disc in, and these little blocks pop up. And after 7 hours, my wife figured out how to download it. We got 1,364 pages that the Taliban knew. I mean, these pages, step by step, that my son and them men were killed by design. And why would they kill 30 Americans right under Barack Obama? So that's the big question, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, everything that was going on in America, my son came home in June 2011, a month after the Bin Laden raid, and he grabbed me by the bicep and he said, Dad, you wouldn't believe what's going on in this country. He never talked like that, Dawn. And he mentioned a will. Now, every mission they do, no matter if you're Army, Marines, Air Force, you sign a will. But he never mentioned it in almost 8 years. All of a sudden, he's talking about a will. Another guy that died with my son, he put his will in the freezer. Another guy did something different. Like, they knew. So there was something going on with the CIA And my son was SEAL Team 6, the Gold Squad. GY4, Gold Yankee 4, that was his call sign. You know, after Bin Laden got killed, Karzai's brother got killed by the CIA.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a lot of bad blood there. Plus everything else that was going on, how they were flooding America with the poppy. You know, was Michael and them going to talk about it? I mean, there's nobody higher than SEAL Team 6, the Gold Squad.
So I don't want you to, you know, kind of throw any allegations or anything if you don't want to, but if you had a best guess as to why your son was scared for his life at this time, what would it be?
That they knew too much. They knew too much. My son, 4 years, but Lou Langley that died with my son, Lewis Langley, mm-hmm. 16 years. Jonas, team leaders, you know, they seen what was going on with the corruption and everything. I mean, 20 years in Afghanistan, are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
Like the President Trump talked about it. He called them war hogs, right? So a lot of American people didn't know what he was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But the military complex is real.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, all them people making money off of war, like Cheney, like, you know, we got to bring up the bullets, the tires, everything else going on, you know, and who has stock in all them?
Mm-hmm.
Who owns them companies? Why would we be in Afghanistan after we killed Bin Laden? Right? You want to piss off Dawn? I'm gonna give you something great mm-hmm. right here. You ever talk to anybody from the Biden administration? All you do is say Afghanistan.
Yeah.
All you say is Pat Tillman. We talked to Pat Tillman's, the football player's parents. My wife talked to his dad. You mentioned that. They go crazy. They don't want to talk about it. They were told in Biden's administration, do not mention Afghanistan.
So I just want to ask you, that, you know, and this is important to get this out here, as far as, you know, SEAL Team 6, so they participated in the Bin Laden raid, obviously, just months earlier. I think when it came out that SEAL Team 6, that they had been shot down, I think there's no question that the American public just, it was an eyebrow raiser and thought, well, this can't be a coincidence. This is it. I think it is considered by many Americans as that retaliatory attack by the Taliban. But to go one step further, Charlie, do you believe that their location specifically of SEAL Team 6 was being given up because it was to appease the fact that this was the unit that took out somebody they worship, Bin Laden?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, me and my wife have been really outspoken and like 30 of the other gold stars from Extortion 17. That was the call sign of the helicopter, Extortion 17. You can Google that.
Yeah.
Joe Biden. We killed Bin Laden May 2nd, 2011. Joe Biden at the Ritz-Carlton in Delaware, May 3rd, with a half a load on. SEAL Team 6 killed Bin Laden. SEAL Team 6 killed Bin Laden. The Secretary of Defense, Robert Gates, comes out and goes, yo, what are you doing?
Yep.
You know, it's in his book. He came out publicly. You put a target on my son's back and them men's backs. You know what I'm saying? Nobody ever heard of SEAL Team 6 until Joe opened his mouth. So the USA... newspaper, they wrote a big article when he was running. He did not say the names of the members of SEAL Team 6. No, he didn't say everybody's name, but he said SEAL Team 6. You know, he put a target on their back.
Wow.
And so who do you want at the, and I have no doubt, Trump, you know, I mean, do you have any doubt that I have no doubt that he'll absolutely call for these congressional hearings?
I want to ask a question too on that. Back in 2016 to 2020, was there any movement on this as well, sir? Where'd that go?
Well, we did go in and see President Trump. He had us at the White House. He asked us to bring 20 gold stars, and we gave him a little piece. I didn't know what to expect. And him and Melania stayed there 4 hours. There was actually 50 gold stars there. He said, Mr. Strange, you go in the red room, green room, gold room. He had the Marine band there, food, booze. And then we had 20 minutes alone with him. And I said, I'm a little nervous talking to you, Mr. President. And he gave me that smile, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, can I pull this out? And I started reading some of the 1,300 pages. And he said, can I have that? I said, absolutely. And he started reading. He said, he looked at me like, oh, my gosh. And he said, can I keep it? I said, yeah. And he said, make sure I get Mr. Strange's notes tomorrow on my desk. And I'm sure he couldn't jump right on it, but he did open up some things. But if you call the DOJ, which we have to de-weaponize, right, the DOJ, mm-hmm. some bad people down there. You call them up or the DOD, you know, you ask about extortion 17. We're looking into it. Click, they hang up. We're looking into it. Click, they hang up.
And did you have any evidence or do you have any knowledge of, you know, I think about the Mar-a-Lago raid and what documents were those so-called sensitive raid, sensitive documents that was of concern? Do you feel there's a connection between the Mar-a-Lago raid, for example, and your son's story of what really happened?
I'm not sure about that.
Okay.
I didn't. No comment. But the 1,300 pages, I mean, it talks about, you know, the Tangine Valley where they all got killed. So in Exhibit 89, General Cold asking the question, what's the assumption of the Tangine Valley? What's, you know, and the guy answers, it says like JTAC, that's military terms. He says, well, sir, it does say, and it's in late May, that 100 Taliban plan to travel from the blank province to the Tangine Valley to possibly shoot down the coalition aircraft. They knew.
They knew this.
That was May 11th, 2011. What's the assessment? That's where they all died, the Tangine mm-hmm. Valley, that 100 Taliban planned to go there to shoot down, possibly shoot down the coalition aircraft. I wasn't in the military, but that tells you right there, they know. Mm. It was done by design. I mean, and everybody in the Tangine Valley, right? They don't have electric in the Tangine Valley. They don't have telephone poles, so they have fire pits, right?
Yeah.
That night, no fire pits. The whole, everybody in Tangine Valley knew what was going on. There was IEDs around the landing site, 6 of them. How did they know? Who sent them there?
So the official then, you know, what it was an RPG then that they say is what took down the helicopter? Or what was the official, you know?
RPG. They switched the terms to, first it was a rescue mission that came out, right? The Rangers were in trouble. That's what got them all on the helicopter. Plus there was 8 Afghans in the helicopter, 38, whose names weren't on the manifest. So they go out. They say on all the news, the biggest loss of life, 30 men. It was a rescue mission. But one of the Rangers came out and said, we had 8 of the Taliban caught. The next day, all over the news, they were after a high-value target, Quarry Tahir. That's why they all went out, which is, you know. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So they just changed the stories, you know.
So who?
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
So as far for you, Charlie, and obviously you want justice for your son, Purple Heart, you know, recipient, served in our nation, killed and shot down by the Taliban in Afghanistan. Who do you want? Who do you want at those congressional hearings to be forced to talk about what they knew and when they knew it? Specifically, who are the individuals who you feel have the answers?
Admiral McCraven. Admiral McCraven needs to be come on in with his uniform on. He left 2 days after my son died. Petraeus left 3 days after my son died. 10 3-star and 4-star admirals and generals left that month in August 2011 after my son and all them guys got killed. You think that's a coincidence?
Nope.
Right? You know, they need to come back and answer some questions. And let me tell you, it's not just me and my wife reading these 1,300 pages. It's my son, you know, super spooked my son with the cryptology and code breaking. And we gave a couple of his buddies that are out now the 1,364 pages a few years ago. They have the question. They're going to the White House with me.
And this is, I mean, you have a book. If people want to learn more about this, I know that you have the book that's been out, Relentless, A Gold Star Father's Pursuit of the Truth. But this is for you. How has this impacted your life, your family's life, and also your health, Charlie? Because I can't imagine. I mean, my heart is with you. My prayers are with you. I cannot imagine as a parent what you have endured as far as the heartbreak and then
an entire life being consumed just searching for answers. Yeah.
Yeah. It's you're never the same when you bury a child, whether it's through cancer or a car accident. And, you know, with us, you know, my son, you know, they told us everybody was burned beyond recognition, all 38 skulls, 38 C spines. It was Jane Campbell, the Washington Post, every New York Times, right? My son wasn't burned at all, Dawn. I got the autopsy. 8 of the men either got thrown out of the hell. They weren't that high. They were about 50 yards up in the air, 40. But Michael was also 4% body fat, you know. So the autopsy shows his ankle was almost off, but he wasn't burned at all. He had his gun out. But there were so many Taliban there waiting for them. You know, they were overwhelmed. There's bullet holes in my son. You know, you could see the hair on his arms. He wasn't burned at all.
So you feel he was executed?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's homicide. You know, it's what it says on the autopsy. You know, and there is no statute of limitations, even in the military law, for that. So
their investigation ends that this was a terrorist group that just took it upon themselves to shoot down the helicopter, and then your son was burnt in the crash. No mention of them even shooting at your son.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
So, so let me ask you something, Charlie, for you, for your family. When you talk about, first of all, you want the answers from these individuals. But then on the other side of it, with a congressional investigation being opened up, do you want, in other words, do you feel that if they find in this that there were people who either did missteps or leaked information or whatever that truth is, then do you want those individuals to face justice, to face the law, and to be charged, to be punished?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm not going to say, besides McCraven, I'm not going to say the other guy's name. And your listeners can look it up. Mm-hmm. But he was also the same for Dev Group, SEAL Team 6, Gold Squadron. He was also the commander with Lone Survivor. How the hell, after you lose all them men, how can you still be in the same position? Just like the guy that did the investigation, General Colt, he got promoted. Just like Pat Tillman, the guy that did the investigation, he got promoted.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's something wrong here. Milley, these guys, you got to be kidding me. Our military, you know, I definitely want somebody to be held. I want somebody to go to prison.
But you're not saying that literally. You're saying it as a heartbroken, grieving father.
Yeah. Yes.
And so we get that it's frustration. It's too long. So when you hear all the Veterans Day, the commemorations, and you have this this wound that won't heal for you and your family. Your son was 25, born in June of 86. This weekend, or on Veterans Day, what do you do to commemorate your son's life, particularly in and around, you know, federal holidays like this one?
Well, Philadelphia, there's two VFW posts named after my son, one on Old Newtown Road up in Boston, one at Taj Hill Lawn. There's a mural at Belgrade and Clearfield in Port Richmond, where we used to live. So there's, you know, we go honor and we talk to the other veterans. November 17th, I'll be at the Mummers Hall, where all the Mummers come in from 1 to 3. Anybody can stop by. They drop off canned goods. And, of course, I'll be at the famous Tony and Nikki Luke's, where President Trump stopped, because we have a bunch of Gold Star pictures down there we do through our foundation. And so that's the things we do. And I don't go to Arlington when, like, August 6th, sometimes we do, me, my wife, son, and daughters, but there's so many people. But we'll sneak in, you know, either 3 days before or after. I have quite a few different speaking events down the Union League and a couple other things. So that's how we honor, and God bless these veterans. And people, you know, we lost so many going to not just killed in action. The suicide rate is through the roof. I mean, you know, 22 a day. Say it's 18 a day. 20 years in Afghanistan, Iraq. You know, we lost. It has to be over 200,000 sons, daughters, husbands, wives, brothers, and sisters to the war machine, like President Trump was talking about.
Yeah, and we don't talk about this enough. You're right.
You know, and how it affects you. So my best is talking to my son's friends. You know, I have Drago, Rob O'Neill, Bill Brown, Navy SEAL Ray Cash all stop by. Oh. People reach out, you know, and you cry. You never stop crying. It just comes in. And for us, you know, through what we do with our little foundation, meeting all these other Gold Star families helps a lot. You know, you're not alone. And, you know, Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. I truly believe in John 15:13. And we have some really good people, you know, my friend Specialty Freights, Billy Crawford, great people, you know, Nikki Luke down there, a lot North Catholic people, you know, they swarm us with love and try to pick us up. And they know about the sacrifice. They know about the injustice that happened on Extortion 17. So reaching out, and what you're doing today, and what you do with the Travis Manion Foundation too, you know, we can't thank you guys enough. And so we're set for President Trump. He actually called last Sunday, and not just me, a few others, but we're set to go. And Michael's buddies, like I said, these guys are these 1,300 pages, the IEDs, no fire pits lit that night. Mm-hmm. That night, you know, somebody needs to be held accountable. Yeah. So that's what we do. We got Pops McCann Whiskey. They made a whiskey after Michael Jason Fogg and his crew. You know, go to Pops McCann Whiskey, check him out. You know
whiskey.
What I mean? 10-year-old bourbon. You know, I gotta throw a couple shout outs for my people. You know what I'm saying? I'll be up in Pottstown on Saturday at Stick Cigar Lounge, 6 to 10, 211 East High Street. So stop up there and sip a few and grab a book. You know, it's McCraven, Petraeus, them other ones, they have to be held accountable. Mm-hmm. You know, and I don't understand, like, the president knows. He knows. You seen me when I hugged him on stage? You know what I whispered in his ear, right? Karzai, Obama, and the CIA had something. And he knows. He knows. He knows what he's going up against, too, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So
let's get some answers.
Yeah, let's get the answers.
Let's get some answers.
And get justice so that you can finally just heal and have your son, you know, rest in peace. I mean, very least, and that's what you deserve.
And let's not let it happen again. Who puts 30 guys in a Chinook helicopter in the Tangi Valley? It was... it was like Taliban headquarters right there. They knew that.
Yeah.
You know.
At the very least, incompetence.
Oh, at the very least. From the very least. I believe that them guys, like I said, Lou Langley, 16 years, Michael with his, you know, credentials and what he did, and all of them men, you know.
Yes.
Like they would, and for him to come home in June 2011 and grab me by the bicep and said, "Dad, you won't believe what's he." I'm being nice. I mean, he was super hyped. Like something's wrong, Dad. Something
he had that instinct.
Oh,
and you know,
yeah.
It's a dad, when that time
I know.
Yeah.
Listen, Charlie Strange, keep close with us, and
Charlie,
we keep you and your family close in our prayers. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
God bless.
Don Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.